Good morning, Darren.
How are you?
Very well, thank you.
Good. It's been a little while since we've spoken, so I thought we'd catch up and talk about the master plan around Penguin. So where are we up to with that foreshore development? So we're moving further up the coast now, is that right?
Yes, so we've completed stage A of the foreshore master plan, and we're just moving on to stage B, which is the from the old surf club Lions Park around to Watcombe Beach.
Right.
So there'll be that'll include some wheelchair and emergency vehicle access to the beach, and two new rail crossings along there as well. So it'd be nice just to finish that area. There'll be a pathway right around and clean up that area, because there's quite significant erosion around on that point.
Right. So you expect that to be done over the summer?
Yes, I've started work on that now. I'm not quite sure of how long this project will take, but I'm sure it's going to be a few months before that's completed.
The team from Fairbrother are doing that, is that right?
Yes, that's correct.
Okay, let's move to the recreation ground. This is mainly what I wanted to talk about. So housing there at the old footy club. So where are we up to there?
Well, you might remember that quite a few years ago when we moved the sporting complex up to the Dial, to Dial Park, we'd had quite a bit of community consultation as to what they would like to have happen there at the old sports ground. Out of that plan came a plan for residential, but it also had quite a lot of community, community facilities and space there as well. We wanted to have another look at that because we didn't want to be duplicating what we already had on the main area, and also take people away from the foreshore area. So we've got quite a few public buildings along there with the railway station, the visitor information centre. There's other areas in Penguin that we didn't, or the senior citizens, for instance. So we wanted to have a good look at what we have now and what we need to provide. So we engaged Complete Streets to come and do some community consultation, talking with the community. They set up a pop-up shop in the Penguin Railway Station, and they were inundated with people and comments, and they detailed all of the the feedback from the community. So what they've come up with, there was obviously quite a lot of interest in the old sporting ground. So we are looking at more residential, not as much community space, but we also want to make sure that there's lots of landscaping. It's not just, housing. We want to plan it really carefully so it's a lovely, lovely space, but it includes residential as well. And there's some funding coming up with local roads and community infrastructure funding, and we would like to put some of that money, apply for some of that money to be used to do the actual planning and the design for the recreation ground. So there's quite a lot of work to be done on that, because part of that was handed over during the Crown Lands acquisition process.
Yep.
And that was handed to council for recreation. So we've got to look at all sorts of things, sort of look at the zoning of that land, talk with Crown Land, quite a lot of background sort of to be done before we actually get into it. But we would like to do that planning in the very near future.
Right. So basically it'll be housing with a bit of landscape, like small park area and trees and, yeah? Okay, just moving to Ulverston now. The Hive, it's been open for a couple of weeks now. How's it going?
Oh, it's going really well. We had lots of people through, I think over 800 people through on that the open day. So we're just starting to settle down now into
normality.
Yes, that's right. I mean, it was rather hectic trying to get everything up and running and just have something open, for the official opening. But now we're starting to sort of get thoughts on the different displays and how it's all going to work. So there's some great artwork there. You know, there's the public artworks. The Science Centre was really popular. Lots of very happy people going in and out, and certainly the planetarium had a lot of interest. So I'd definitely recommend a visit. It's open between 10 and 4 each day, 7 days a week.
You happy with the way it looks from the outside?
Yes. Oh, definitely. You know, when it was first going up, it's high. It's 3 stories.
Yeah.
It's not as high as our town clock. It looked like it was a fair bit of concrete, and I was getting I was getting quite a few comments, are we going to paint it? But I think now there's all sorts of different finishings around it, and there's lots of, you know, some timber and other materials. So I think now it looks really great, and people are saying, oh, wow, you know, it's a beautiful building.
Yeah, great to have that. What a great asset to the community. Anything else happening around council you want to mention while you're here?
With council, we've got our Australia Day Awards, looking for Citizen of the Year, Young Citizen of the Year, and a Community Group of the Year. We do need people to nominate. So I would really like you to think about people in our community who are doing, you know, wonderful things in their area, and consider nominating. Council staff can help, you know, fill in the nomination form or help you with that nomination if you're not sure how to do it. But you'll find the nomination forms on our website, and those nomination forms close on the 10th of December. So it's really important to have a quick think and actually recognise and be able to say thank you to those in our community that are doing such a great job.
Hopefully we'll catch up again before Christmas and we can run through some Christmas things happening around the Central Coast.
Certainly. Thanks, Darren.
Thanks, Jan.